It's Thursday, November 28, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Vidbian. Tumelo Mokoena, an international observer from the Africa Center for Governance, noted that while some polling stations faced ballot shortages, the election process commenced on schedule.
We picked a few, quite a number that were opened a bit late because of some technical glitches, but overall the opening was done in timely, and there were already people that were queuing outside polling stations, quite numbers. And we observed that the process is quicker, even though the queues are also very long.
As the country went to the polls yesterday amidst ballot paper shortages and polling station issues, economist Roland Brown stressed the vital connection between politics and policy in shaping the nation's investment climate, job creation and economic growth. Brown pointed out that while the elections could bring a political shift after 34 years, the mature handling of the process so far remains encouraging.
Should there be any kind of election violence or anything of that nature, which we see as extremely unlikely, but it's ever possible, then obviously that would have a lot more significant implications. We don't really think that's a big concern at the moment. But with any kind of change, there would be some uncertainty. Uncertainty is never a particularly good thing. But at the same time, I think what we see is encouraging at the moment. I don't think that there's too much to worry about.
To South Africa now, where the Companies and Intellectual Property Commission is set to deregister over 500,000 non-compliant companies and closed corporations. This follows a formal notification issued in September to companies that failed to file their annual returns and beneficial ownership declarations. The Commission's Dileka Kola says affected companies must update their information by February or face penalties.
The Commission also aims to curb the criminal activities that target both active and dormant entities for fraud, money laundering, and terror financing. This initiative will significantly aid South Africa in exiting the grey listing, as the Financial Action Task Force mandates an up-to-date companies registry.
Continentally, the cost of malaria prevention and treatment in Nigeria has surged by 50 to 600% over the past year, making it increasingly unaffordable for many families already facing economic challenges. CNBC Africa says with 97% of the population at risk, according to the nation's malaria strategic plan for 2021-25, the rising prices are particularly endangering vulnerable groups like children and pregnant women. The escalating costs threaten to worsen health outcomes in a country heavily burdened by malaria. On the international scene, Amnesty International has revealed evidence that Angolan police killed at least 17 protesters over the past 30 months, using excessive force, including live ammunition, during public demonstrations. The rights group criticized the lack of accountability for the officials responsible, accusing the police of brutality, suppressing the right to peacefully assemble. The crackdown reflects Angola's history of harsh policing, rooted in the legacy of its civil war and decades of repression under former President José Eduardo dos Santos. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.